The Hollywood City Commission has approved a plan to rename three streets named after Confederate generals. It's part of a broader effort reassessing the state's relationship with its history. I'm Nick Evans. Next year, Lauren Book wants the Florida legislature to drop three holidays, Confederate Memorial Day and the birthdays of Robert E. Lee and Jefferson Davis.
I think that what having a holiday is, or having monuments, is to glorify what something is or was, or to honor or pay homage to it. And I don't think that that is something that is appropriate.
Book is a Senate Democrat from Plantation, still serving out her first term. After a showdown in Charlottesville turned violent as white supremacists clashed with their opponents, lawmakers and ordinary people have been forced to reconsider monuments to the Confederacy. Holidays, statues, plaques, school names, those recognitions take many forms. And in Hollywood, Florida, it's three streets.
For about 20 years now, an issue has been prevalent within Hollywood community with three street names that are named after Confederate generals.
This is Representative Chevron Jones, a Democrat from nearby West Park. Those streets are named after Robert E. Lee, John Bell Hood, and Nathan Bedford Forrest. Doug Getzlow with Safe Southern Heritage says there are 67 Confederate monuments in the state, and nearly every one of them is at some stage of being removed or altered. He says his group is having to fight those who want to remove the commemorations and some of those who would maintain them.
They really have their own agenda, which is, quite frankly, violence. I mean, they some of these groups, and the David Dukes and the pro-Nazis and the KKK, they're interested in promoting their own interests, which really, ironically, have nothing to do with preservation.
Getzlow contends his defense of Confederate monuments is purely a matter of historical preservation. But critics point out slavery is inextricable from the Confederacy, and they argue racial subjugation is so tightly wound up in its legacy that it's impossible to place Confederate figures on a pedestal without also countenancing that government's racism and oppression. It doesn't hurt those arguments that many monuments went up long after the Civil War, under Jim Crow regimes, or in response to the Civil Rights Movement.
How many speaker cards do we have on this item?
Currently, there's 132 right here, and there are probably more coming from downstairs. I don't know.
It's Wednesday night. Hollywood Mayor Josh Levy and the other six members of the City Commission are taking up the matter of those three streets in front of an overflow crowd. They need a supermajority, five votes, to move forward with renaming them.
Our country is hurting, and it's because of issues like these have been denied for so long. And it's time to address them.
Carmela Gardner and many others spoke in favor of changing the street names, but there were also some pushing back, often criticizing an earlier move by the commission, putting the decision in its hands, rather than mailing ballots to residents. Here's George Gagne.
You don't know how we would have voted. You thought you knew how we were going to vote, but because you took that away from us, I do not respect this commission, and I think to earn that respect back, you need to do the right thing here.
5 hours later, the question goes back to the commissioners. But they spend another hour bickering over procedure. Commissioner Hernandez even walks out in protest.
We're violating our protocol. We're violating our process.
We're still in the middle of the discussion.
No, there was no discussion. The question has been called. With all due respect, I can't participate. Thank you.
The remaining members put the issue to a vote, and five agreed to change the names. But no one seems satisfied with the original slate of replacements: Louisville, Macon, and Savannah. So the commission is planning yet another meeting, this time to draft a short list. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.